T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're joined live by Jim Ryan, who has some new figures to tell us about, all about distracted driving. And Jim, it seems like more and more people are actually admitting that, yeah, I get a little distracted.
Yeah, these numbers are a little disturbing. This comes from DriversEd.com, a national group that runs driver's safety courses, of course. And they've done this survey, Brian, and they find that something like 41% of people admit to texting behind the wheel. More than half, though, say that they have done other things that might have been dangerous, watching videos. 8% of drivers say that they've watched YouTube videos behind the wheel. And it seems to be getting worse. Not better, despite all the public relations campaigns, the awareness efforts to try to get people to do it. And just as disturbing, maybe more disturbing, about 34% of drivers, Brian, admit that they have driven while drunk, or at least having one drink. After two drinks, 19% say that they've driven. So those numbers of people who admit that they have engaged in other dangerous activities behind the wheel or before getting behind the wheel seem to be rising.
These are numbers that probably we've never seen so high, right? In studies.
Probably not. Yeah, at least not from this. And this seems to be a fairly accurate representation. 1,400 people were surveyed for this. That's a pretty representative group. And findings that indeed distracted driving, either while texting, by watching social media, and then more dangerous behaviors, drinking and using marijuana, these things before getting behind the wheel, seem to be on the rise, Susan.
You know, have we ever been able to kind of correlate, well, this is how many people admit it in a study versus,
No. You
know, what does that mean for how many people actually do it?
I think, yeah, you'd really have to take a deep dive into psychology, I think, to see how many people are telling the truth, how many people participate in the survey, and how many flat out lie and say, I don't do this, I never do this, and yet they climb into their car and fire up their email. It's hard to say. I don't know if anybody's actually done that, but it would be an interesting survey. I think the line between truth and lie becomes pretty thin here.
Yeah, it's just amazing, though, when you think of, I mean, the campaigns are huge to get people to not do this, and the numbers only are going up.
Yeah, and it's such a common sense thing. But, you know, how many times do you have to be told not to use your phone or to put it in the glove compartment, do something else while you're driving? And yet, I'm sure that as you guys are headed home today, you'll look over the next car and somebody will be checking their phone.
Happens all the time, Jim.
Yep. You do see it everywhere. All right, that's Jim Ryan reporting this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.